Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. This episode is all about the new paradigm frequency that we see popping up all over the ethers, IG, Facebook, everywhere you look. Women are really anchoring in this energy of the divine feminine. And we are in this episode, we're going to get into what does that mean exactly? What are we talking about when we are leaning into this energy and when we are actually using it out in the world? What does that look like in real time? I want to talk about, well, let me start first. I want to set an intention for this episode because this episode is so important to me. It's literally what I've been working through since I began my spiritual journey back in 2018. I've had to totally dismantle this hustle push culture that was programmed into me from the time I was a child. And I really had to understand what it meant to really become a frequency holder in the energy of magnetism and receiving and being a portal to receive, especially in business, including in family life, in social life, and all of the things. The intention that I want to set for this episode is to hone in on disrupting this hustle culture narrative that's been happening and going on forever. We've seen a rise of it right in like the 60s, 70s, 80s when women were really getting into the workforce, which is a beautiful thing, fantastic energy that we are working out there, making our own money, doing our own thing. But we are magic. We are magnetic. There is a way in which we can operate and move through this world that is not about this push bro sales, working 80 hours a week. That is dead. And so many women are not about that. And they're just not feeling it anymore. And they're realizing there's a better way. There is a more efficient way of moving through the world. And that is what this episode is really leaning into and what I'm really hoping to affirm and lean into this feminine energetic leadership. And the intention really is to activate this remembrance that your magnetism is your medicine, not the hamster wheel mentality that we grew up with, that we've been programmed with in our life. And I was kind of leaning into the energy of this episode, and I straight away went ahead and Googled hustler energy just to kind of see like what this is about. And it really just, the actual definition of this is that it says hustler and aggressively enterprising person. And when you think of that, do you want to work with or do you want to be friends with someone who has that energy, aggressively enterprising person? No, like that's not the vibe. I mean, I'm even thinking back to, do you remember the Beyonce song where it's like, a diva is a female version of a hustler? Remember that? Like, do you remember that? Like that song back in the day? And it's like, we don't want any of that. We don't want to be in the energy of hustle at all because we are this powerful female energy. And what does that look like? How does it play out? And is it actually working in business, in family life, in social life, in creating creating and manifesting the life that you dream. So with this hustle culture energy, let's start to peel back the layers as to what that actually means when we talk about hustle culture. It is a wound in disguise. Like, that's what I've actually uncovered as I started digging deeper and layering myself deeper into this energy. It is rooted in lack. It is rooted in fear and not enoughness. That's the energy of hustle. And spiritual women often unconsciously recreate this, especially in business, because they think that that's the way we have to, like, put our feet to the fire and do all this stuff. And it's like, listen, we have to, as my good friend Dani Frederick, I've had her on the podcast before, said it, we have to effort. There's no doubt about that. We have to effort when we've received the download, when we know what we're here to take out to do next. However, there is a way in which we go about that where we build curiosity and we build magnetism within our social media feeds, our business life, where we can create this beautiful energy around who are we? And really, women, I feel, are the only people that can do this. Like, the male energy, like, really can't do this. They can't magnetize with this flirtation energy where it, like, pulls you in, not in a way that a woman can. So that's really what I'm talking about here. And when we think we are, let's say, launching from the soul, but we're performing, right? That's really kind of what's happening. And when we are, like, in business and we want to put a new offer out into the world, and it's like, I've literally heard women say this, we're launching, I'm launching. I'm so over the word launch. Honestly, I can't tell you, because it feels like bro sales to me. It really does. Like, it feels like the push, force of all of the things. And it's not a vibe that I want to be in. I don't want to calling clients in that vibe. And I don't want to be in that energy myself. It feels exhausting just thinking about it. And what I realized is when we're in that energy of launching, when we're like, oh yeah, I'm, like, doing this, blah, blah, I got to launch all this stuff. And we're in this, like, crazy, just blind energy of moving our vessel throughout the world in a way that feels so depleting to our vessel and our body. When we are doing that, we are performing for proof. Really, we are really out in the world juggling all of these different balls in the air, and we are performing. And that's just because we're trying to prove to ourselves that it's going to work, that this is the thing, this is the next thing that I need to be doing. And I really want to break down that old way. Hustle culture was once glorified. Okay, yes, the grind, the badge of burnout, the I'll sleep when I'm dead mindset. We're over that. We are so over being exhausted, being tired, not being able to be in an energy of feeling the frequency of life happening in front of us, and instead being on that hamster wheel. What I really want to talk about now, though, is the women that are rising now. The women that are rising now in this energy is what I'm really excited about. I'm seeing it everywhere, and I am creating a summit around it. I'm going to get into it. It's going to be so good. And the women speaking are about this energy. They're in the world. They're doing life from this energy, and it is happening. Like, it's actually happening out in the world. And this energy is not about hustle. She is rising because she is holding the frequency of who she is. She is becoming a magnet to the people, places, things. We are in a time of instant manifestation. I don't know if you've really been feeling this, but this year, especially so far, I've been feeling this. And it's really this energy of knowing, like, the being in the frequency of woman, of being a woman, and the womb space in creativity, and honoring your cycle as a woman, honoring the cycles of nature, grounding, getting your feet on the ground, feeling the wind in your hair, all of these things, like, really pausing and feeling into the energy of what is this frequency that I'm talking about, and which really leans into this energy of being the frequency. So this is a magnetism that leads from curiosity. Like I mentioned, it's this energy of pulling in, who is she? This is interesting. I want more of this. Enough with, like, the bro sales and the pushing and all of that. Like, I feel that's going away. This is really something something that's been done. And I feel that women at this time are wanting to take their energy back and start to close up these energy leaks. And many of them have a very bro masculine energy around it that is causing them to act in a way that a man would in order to get the client, in order to create the retreat, in order to create the social life that you desire, or to build the homestead or the family life or the retirement life. And it's like, do we though? Like, is the, or can we create this simply because we hold the energy of the womb? As women, we hold the energy of the womb. We are the creators, okay? And I think that this rise of the divine feminine, the goddess energy, all of the things, that is what this is alluding to. That is the energy in which this is creating and building into the world. So with this energy, it does feel flirty to me. It feels like she's pulling me in. I want to know more. This energy, it precedes strategy, okay? This like feeling of, I got to check the boxes. I have to do this, 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 and this in order to get here. And more so, this is an energy of anchoring into the here and the now and moving from that space. Now I want to talk about the energy of the frequency of the new paradigm boss woman. Okay, this is what I've been feeling so strongly. This is really what I've been creating, a beautiful platform and a vibe that's creating this online summit that's coming up. It's live. It's August 16th. It's going to be so good. 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'll leave a link in the show notes for you. I highly recommend you sign up for this summit. It is free and you will be put in front of women who are doing this successfully out in the world, who have created a life that they love, who are moving from an energy of grace and magnetism and curiosity and building something real out in the world that does not have to do with hustle. It does not have to do with burnout. It is softness. It is magnetism. It is curiosity. And this is the energy that allows the woman to magnetize by simply being. She is magnetizing all into her world by simply being, not forcing. She's magnetizing the perfect friendships, the perfect social life, the perfect retiree life, empty nester, whatever. She is magnetizing all of it into her field and not being bitter about what she doesn't have. Instead, she understands her energy of creating the life that she desires. This platform is going to hold speakers who are intuitives. They are branding. There are astrology, divine timing, all of the things. It's going to be next level. And this is going to be the quickest way to get yourself in front of women who are already doing this and who have the ability to kind of give you a quick shortcut into this energy. And the other thing that I like to say is when you put yourself in front of people who are already doing this, who are already creating and are in this energy, what happens is you're stealing their 200 hours, okay? Which means that you are, they've now studied it, they are walking their talk, and they are doing it out in the world. And so for them, it's like, yes, they're like, bring it on, sister. Like, let me give you the shortcuts on how to do this and how to create this in the world. These are women who move slower, but they create deeper impact. They move slower in the world. They are creating a deeper impact in the world. And these are also women who value rhythm over routine. They are honoring their cycles. They're honoring the fact that they are women and they have a cycle. And they are honoring the cycles of the moon, the cycles of nature, in order to know when to put that offering out into the world. They are done with launching. If you have a business, they're over that. They're in the energy of promoting what they've already created and magnetizing people into that energy instead. These are women who do not need to shout. Her field speaks for herself. She is pulling in the people, places, and things that are in divine alignment for all that she is trying to create in her world. Signs you are operating from hustle. This is what I really want to talk about. I want to talk about how do you know if you're still in this frequency of hustle instead of being the frequency of magnetism, right? Hustle feels like anxiety. It feels like urgency, overcommitting, energy crashes. When you are instead in the frequency of the womb, you have aligned boundaries. You have magnetic messaging.
resting.
You rest when it feels you feel called to rest. You allow your rest time to be woven into creation time. You understand it's one in the same. You're not trying to push past this energy that feels like you need to take a beat, you know, because this female body needs to go through her cycle. Instead, you're pushing, you know, this energy of pushing through it and over it and tucking it away and not letting it be what it is, instead of honoring where you are. So I want to sort of put like really highlight and underscore why this matters right now. This matters right now because I truly feel 100%, no doubt about it, that the old way is collapsing. The old way of hustle mentality, penetration, pushing, bro sales, all of these things, being busy from 8 to 8 every single day with school, work, kids, all the things that the kids are made to do from 7 to 7 every day, all of that kind of stuff, I really feel the old ways collapsing, and there is this energy around creating a more divine life. Okay. And divineness meaning holy. It's a holy life. It's no longer hustle. It's holy. And women are exhausted. They are craving softness, craving space, craving sisterhood in their life. It's so important. And the world really doesn't need more women pushing. It needs more women pulsing in the energy of this divine feminine frequency, this energy that we all are. And I can't get enough of it. Like, but now that I'm really stepping into this and I haven't been pushing, I've been honoring all of the ways in which my divine feminine energy is moving through the world, honoring all that I am and watching the miracles happen around me, watching the way time collapses for me by just me honoring my own energy, honoring my cycles, honoring the cycle of Mother Nature and all that is happening around us. So with that, I invite you to the summit happening a Saturday, August 16th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You do not want to miss this. This platform of women will change your life. This is going to be an energy that you want to get around. Besides that, we also have amazing giveaways and things that are taking place that will make it worth being there live. So definitely come live. If you are craving a space where your frequency is seen, honored, amplified, come be with us. Be in this energy and know that you will walk away changed. I truly believe that. I truly believe that of this energy of stealing, like I mentioned, someone else's 200 hours, meaning you've realized like, wow, like this person's totally biohacked this shit I've been trying to figure out for like the last month or so. And boom, I've just gotten the blueprint for it. That's the vibe of this summit. And that's the energy in which we are leading this summit. Again, it's taking place Saturday, August 16th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is going to go for about 2 hours. There are about 15 speakers or so. Everybody's going to be having about 12 to 15 minutes to speak with some sponsor breaks in between. And for women who are done with this old way, that this is for you. If you hit that, you're like, how do I do it? How do I bring this frequency into my everyday life? How do I bring this frequency into my home more or into my social life or in my business? That you will walk away with a reframe in every area of your life, from trauma to divine timing to branding, business, health, and more. It's going to be a total reframe on all of the ways in which we've been programmed in this life to be, and it's going to allow us to create energetic space for this new frequency. So, as a closing reminder with this episode, you do not have to hustle to be worthy, okay? To make great change in the world, to do something that you feel matters, whatever that means for you, you do not have to drain. You do not have to do bro sales. Right? You don't have to push salesy energy or this energy of forcing everything in your life to be exactly the way you want it to be, when really the divine is creating it for you and we are in this co-creation process. I look at it the same way as breathing. I don't think about the next breath that I'm going to take, right? I just take it. And that's the energy of the divine feminine. I don't think about the fact that my heart is beating and, oh, when's the next second that it's going to beat? I don't think that, because it is working in natural order. And I believe that as women, we have the ability to walk walk in this divine alignment. We have the ability to be in this frequency and be in this energy and anchor it in, not only for ourselves, but for the other women in our life, for our children, for our employees, for business, in all of the ways in which it can manifest and be in the world. You are the strategy. You are the medicine. You are the frequency in this time and space. So let this episode give you permission, anchor it in, to be the frequency holder and to create the life that you truly desire from this energy of magnetism and receptivity. My name is Jen Torres. Like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping in. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend, a sister, anyone in your life who you feel can benefit from this. And be sure to leave a comment in the show notes if you have a moment. Thank you so much. Go ahead and click the link in the show notes, which will take you to the registration page for the hashtag Boss Woman Summit that is taking place on August 16th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Replays will be sent out, but you must register for this summit. Sending you all so much love, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.